The Motherhood Channel is your trusted source to provide in-depth information from UC San Diego experts focused on pregnancy, childbirth, and the first year of life. Visit uctv.tv/motherhood for more.
All right. Thank you for the invitation to speak today. I'm Gretchen Bandley. I'm an associate professor in pediatrics in the Division of Environmental Sciences and Health. So what I want to do is just share four of kind of the main programs we have in our division. We're a small but mighty division. This is us, Ken Jones, Tina Chambers, Miguel Del Campo, myself, and Carrie Bertrand. So the four programs that I want to talk about that are certainly open to collaboration. We've had a lot of collaboration through many different divisions, departments, schools over the time, and continue to welcome more. So to start with, the Center for Better Beginnings is kind of the mainstay of our division, run by Tina Chambers. And this is a program that enrolls pregnancy cohort studies, primarily studying medication and vaccine safety during pregnancy. We enroll in the first part of pregnancy and collect very detailed information about exposures, prescription, over-the-counter, nutraceuticals, kind of the gamut of exposures that people have over gestation, updated throughout the course of pregnancy, and then we follow the infant for a minimum of a year, collecting growth and neurodevelopmental outcomes. That has been expanded into Mommy's Milk, which Lars just mentioned. And so in addition to studying medication and vaccine and other exposures during pregnancy, it is probably equally, if not more important, because we know less about them in lactation. And so this is a cohort. Both of these are continuous ongoing cohorts, but here we're enrolling people during lactation. They give a milk sample, sometimes cereal milk samples. Exposure information is collected. The milk is banked for any sort of assay. And we continue to follow the child for variable durations for neurodevelopmental and growth outcomes as well. The other two things I want to highlight is we have the SOMI study. I work a lot in this space. It's a complete collection of births and fetal deaths in the state of California, created mother-child dyads. So we've linked the mom's hospital discharge records in the year before birth to the infant as well as her own in the year postpartum. This now represents about 7 million births in this data from 2005 through about a year ago. And we link this to all sorts of other databases. So we've linked it to DDS. We can now look at maternal exposures during pregnancy and outcomes like autism, CP, things like that in DDS data. We also have linked to things like Medi-Cal to pull in medication exposures. And then any geolocated database we can pull on to look at other exposures. And then finally, this study that we have running here, I'm the site PI for the Healthy Brain and Child Development Study. I have a few of my colleagues in the audience as well. And this study is a nationwide consortium enrolling 7,500 mother-child pairs across the U.S. Over the next couple of years, we'll then follow the offspring through the first 10 years of life with deep collection of neuroimaging, EEG, neurobehavioral, neurodevelopmental assessments. But we also follow the mom along as well, which sometimes gets forgotten in other child development studies. And so the ability to study that maternal child dyad over time. These data will be publicly released with the first release, hopefully, in about a month. We'll go through the data use agreement that I'll put in. So anyone who wants to use these data, and then when they come out in a few months, please let me know. All right. With that, thank you very much.